So too.
Welcome back. If you did come back.
I think we got 4 viewers this time. Now we're getting downloads in from France.
Yeah, dude. I think we have 23 downloads. I last time I checked. I mean, they're probably bots, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, French bots, thanks for downloading. Looks cool on our end.
Yeah.
You show up on our graph. But, should we just jump into the obvious, I guess, first? Election, 4 days.
Yeah.
China. No, no, I'm just fucking doing
it. I mean, I guess we could talk about the third, or technically second debate, but it's considered the third.
You watched more intently than me. I didn't really watch it.
I kind of did a certain part. I was doing it while I was doing homework, actually. But I don't know. I don't know what to think. I was in and out watching it. But everyone says Trump definitely won that debate.
Yeah, he could have did better his first debate if he just acted like this. He still tried to get his point across and shit, obviously. But he did it in a little bit more of a calm way. Like Joe Biden, he's just I saw someone tweet about it. He's just an empty avocado, and then Biden or Trump is just a raging bull or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He just if Trump, I feel like Trump could have did some dumb shit his whole presidency, but if you just came together for the first debate and acted normal and just acted like it was just how the media portrayed him the whole time, he probably could have did better.
Yeah, I mean, with all the interrupting and just they're talking over each other and everything, the first debate was fucking horrible. I don't even know. I'm pretty sure I watched that one more. I actually watched the first debate. The third one, or the second one, I didn't really know what to expect. So I kind of just watched it while doing something else. But it's definitely a lot better. No interruptions, really.
The moderator was way better, I thought.
Yeah, and then they had 2 minutes to. It was 2 minutes for each topic or something, and they have 10 seconds to respond. 10 seconds to respond.
Well, it's so funny because now everyone wants to be they want to have the last word. You know what I mean? So they go back and forth.
Especially Trump.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, for sure. I have to respond to this. I have to respond to this.
Yeah, yeah.
And Miss, I believe you're doing a tremendous job. This is a great debate. This is a great country. This is a tremendous virus. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but it was pretty good. I mean, I kind of in and out watched it, but
I don't know. Trump better fucking do something to prop up the fucking stock market again.
Yeah,
we're getting hosed.
Yeah, fucking this past week's been hell.
It's nothing, dude. Just wait till what's coming.
It's because of fucking corona. It's because of coronavirus again, though, dude. That's what it is.
Uncertainty. You heard that guy before.
Yep.
It's true.
Political uncertainty.
That's for sure. I'm an idiot. I told myself I was going to sell my stocks, and then I never did. I'm buying more. It kept going down, and I just keep buying more dollar cost averaging, but they keep going down more. So, you know.
And then if Trump wins, it'll go down even more, won't it? I mean, yeah.
My prediction, if Trump wins, I think we're going to see a 10 to 15% drop, and then I think it's going to rally back up to about where it is now or a little higher, almost reaching all-time highs or will be hitting all-time highs. And then I think after that the big crash is coming, but I don't know. That's just my guess. If Biden wins, I don't know what's going to happen.
Apparently it's supposed to go up, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think that Trump really only cares about the stock market. So I think that if he gets elected and it shoots down, he'll do anything he can, whether it be fake vaccine stories, how tremendous the economy's doing. Like they just said the other day, they're floating out some fake stories. Remember when, what's today, Friday?
Yeah.
Was early this week, Monday Monday and Tuesday, the stock market did really good, right? I think.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I forget,
but a number came out. They said that the GDP, gross domestic product, increased by 33.1% from last quarter, which is total bullshit. There's no way.
It doesn't really make any sense.
But also, another 754,000 applied for unemployment this week. First time unemployment benefits. It's fucking insane.
not to mention, I don't have the data in front of me right now, but it's something like last month, I believe, and I'll have to do my research on this. I'll try to link it below. But we had like 3%, close to 3% inflation, like last month.
Really?
That's like higher than it's supposed to be for the whole year.
Jesus
Christ. We usually have a 2% inflation target. Yeah, it's fucked up. The Federal Reserve is just buying all the debt, increasing their balance sheet. Who's the American people printing money unlimited? I mean, it's just crazy. Like just on the news, like I think it was pre-COVID, but like Apple hit like a $1 trillion market cap, and everyone, like, it was like a race. It was a race between Google, Apple, and Amazon, who would reach the $1 trillion market cap first. Mm-hmm. I think Apple hit it first. They hit a trillion, and now they're all over a trillion. But like now, Apple's over $2 trillion. You know, it's fucking crazy. Like, in, you know, it took how many years to get to a trillion, and then all of a sudden, now Apple's $2 trillion.
Yeah, they hit it. You know, they hit $2 trillion in like no time.
It's crazy. Look at the stocks, though. Like, it's like, I mean, still since 2008, it's been all artificial. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, it's going up pretty significantly. But then you look at March to now. It's like, whoa, that's like straight up. Like, mm-hmm. That's crazy, you know?
Well, yeah, and then, well, like, because we got the first stimulus package, what, back in like June?
Probably about.
I think it was in like June. Because I remember everything was up. I remember Boeing was at like 230, and I got it at 160. Now Boeing's back down to like 144. It's like 144 now. But like, I didn't have like as much like shares and stocks in my portfolio as I do now, but. Boeing was like honestly like really the only thing I had at the time, and that was like huge because I remember before that, like in March, when did I buy? I bought Boeing like right. I probably bought Boeing in like February.
So I remember when it was. So we were still in school. I remember we were in Gateway.
We were waiting outside my psychology class.
Something like that, and so we were still in school. So I think it had to be like late February, early March.
It was like right before spring break.
And I remember telling you, like, you were like, should I buy Boeing? I'm like,
yeah, why not?
I don't know. I don't think it's going out of business. So,
yeah.
And like, probably get it at a discount right now, you know?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, that, like, we just missed out because, like, tech stocks is where you want to be. Like,
yeah.
That's what's, if it weren't for tech stocks, if tech stocks didn't exist, this market would be destroyed.
Dude, but I remember I bought that. And then, you know, March came around. I'm on spring break when, like, coronavirus was, like, getting really bad. Fucking Boeing went down to $90.
Yeah.
I was down like $72.
I mean, if you think about it like super long term, you know, you go on Boeing or something, you look at the 5-year chart, you look at bank stocks, you look at the 5-year chart, like if you're going to hold it for like 10 years, like you're going to make your money back, but I'd rather wait and get it even cheaper.
Dude, imagine if we bought that dip so fucking hard.
Yeah.
We're so stupid.
No, I think the same thing. Like, I thought we're so stupid, but I also didn't know that the Federal Reserve and the government was going to do what it was going to do. You know what I mean? I didn't know, like, you know, you think there's a pandemic. You think there's a fucking lockdown. You think that, like, oh my God, like, people aren't going to be able to spend. Like, it's going to be like the stock market's going to go down. The economy's going to be bad. People are going to get unemployed. And I mean, all those things are happening, but like, not really. Like, it's just like home sales are the highest they've ever been. The stock market's the highest it's ever been. People are still going out and like drinking and partying and buying boats and fucking all this shit. You know, like, we didn't know that the government was just going to like say, oh, it's okay. Fuck the pandemic. Fuck the lockdown. We'll just print a shit ton of money. You know, so we didn't know that was going to happen. We don't have insider info. You know, I thought this was going to be like a recession, like including the stock market, that would last like a long time.
Yeah, I remember us talking about that.
You know, and we're in a depression. You know,
mm-hmm.
I actually I don't know, definitely a recession. I don't know if it's considered now that they floated out this bullshit GDP number. We might technically not be in a depression anymore, but I'm not sure.
What is considered a depression?
So a recession is two consecutive quarters with negative GDP. And then, like, declining GDP, as I should say. And then a depression is three consecutive quarters with declining GDP. So just, like, one additional.
Hmm.
So we've been in, this was third quarter. So I don't know. Recession or depression, I don't fucking know. But it just, this like just can't last forever. You know what I mean? Like you can't, the stock market can't stay this high forever. Can't, like nothing can be in a bubble forever. And, like that bubble pops, you know, it's going to be real estate. It's going to be stocks. It's fucked up, you know, because this happened in 2008 and then they just did everything they could. Obama and the administration was just pumping it up, pumping it up, pumping it up. Like, whew, you know, eventually it's going to pop like a, like that balloon I blew up in seventh grade, basketball I blew up in seventh grade.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
And it's going to be bad. This reminded me of like one of Trump's tweets a while ago. I was just going to say, the stock market's going to fall fast and hard or something like that. Do you remember he tweeted about China? He's like, something about China, if they go after us, they'll go down fast and hard or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, but going back to stocks, I don't know if you heard this. I was just looking it up. Just wanted to... but Apple's ramping up efforts to develop its own search engine. As U.S. antitrust authorities threaten a lucrative deal that sets Google's search engine as the default option on iPhones and Samsung phones. The iPhone's latest operating system, iOS 14, has started to show its own search results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries. Blah, blah. But yeah, so I heard this the other day, but Apple's just trying to develop their own search engine, and it's going to be like privacy focused, apparently.
I wonder why they're doing that.
I don't know. Try to compete with Google.
Yeah, fair enough.
They got the fucking money.
And they already got Safari.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's true. They kind of already have their own search engine.
I guess it's not a private search engine, though.
Apple apparently is pretty good with privacy. Apparently. Better than other companies.
Yeah.
Like,
what, they just sell the fuck out of your information?
Like, I know, like, the government, like, wanted to, like in certain, like, cases and shit, like, when, like, the government, like, wanted to, like, go on people's phones and, like, get access, and, like, if there was, like, if I had a password or some shit on my phone, like...
It's so fucked up.
Like, and Apple, like, I'm pretty sure, like, doesn't let them, but, like, other companies would, like, Samsung and shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to think about it.
I mean, it might be good for, like, certain cases, but, like, every fucking person.
Well... It's like, you know, it's like terrorism. You know what I mean?
Like, where does personal privacy come to play in that?
Yeah. I mean, it's like we have to balance this, right? Like, it's like after, like, 9/11, like, you know, they came out with, like, a bunch of acts and stuff, and I don't know what they're called. I'll have to do my research, but...
Didn't Snowden talk about that in Rogan's podcast? I remember hearing a few things about that.
Yeah, his latest podcast, too, if you listen to that one. He talked about it more.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And basically, they'll come out and they'll make it sound good, though. Like, it'll be like the Anti-Terrorism Act. You know what I mean? Like, and when they go to do the Senate hearings and everything, like, that's what it is. Who's gonna vote against the Anti-Terrorism Act? You'll be considered a terrorist. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then they'll come, but really, inside that act, yeah, it's about terrorism. But you're also losing, everybody is losing all of their rights as well. It's like, you know, you have to balance that a little bit. And then they'll come out, you know, when they want it, like with COVID and contact tracing. You know, they're going to come out with another act, or maybe they already have, I don't know. But, like, you know, they're going to call it the, you know, the Virus Protection Act or some shit, whatever, Pandemic Protection Act, whatever they're going to call it. And, like, you don't want to be that guy that goes against it. You're like, yeah, like, I want everyone to be safe and everything. But, like, I also don't want you to be able to track me constantly, see who I come in contact with, read all my data, you know, all that shit. It's like, yeah, it's like we have to balance it, you know?
Having someone tapped into your phone 24 fucking 7.
Yeah, they definitely could if they wanted to.
They definitely do.
I mean, like, I don't care if they're listening to me or not. Like, go for it. You're not gonna learn anything fucking, you know, that cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they will if they listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Shout out the FBI. Did we mention social media? No, we're just talking about Apple.
No, yeah, we were just talking about Apple and just all that.
Do you want to talk about social media? I mean, I know we kind of do that a lot.
Social media is fucking huge, dude.
Yeah. You see, actually, to relate stock markets, dude, I don't know if you've seen the fucking social media stocks, dude. They're fucking ripping. Dude, Twitter, Snap.
Did you see fucking...
Twitter was down 17% today, actually, but anyway.
Did you see Pinterest?
Yeah.
What is that about?
Skyrocketing. Dude, it's bullshit. I don't know. stocks only go up.
Like, this, yeah, Pinterest shot up. I think another one shot up. What, what is it? What you used to make, like, Christmas cards and stuff?
Etsy, I think.
That's no, 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 not Etsy. What is it called?
I'm looking on Top Movers on Robinhood now. Mohawk? No, I don't know.
Give me 1 second.
Was it up or down?
I'm pretty sure it shot up.
It's just like the weirdest shit, dude. I don't get it. There's some sketchy shit going on for sure.
Actually, maybe not. For some reason, I think it was Shutterfly. For some reason,
Shutterflies. Shutterfly's, it's not really Christmas cards, but.
Well, yeah, well, you can do like Christmas cards and stuff on it, but I'm pretty sure that shut up, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like I saw something on that. But dude, like Pinterest, like why would Pinterest just shoot up out of nowhere? Didn't it shoot up like 10%, 15%?
Probably more. I mean, did you see Kodak that one day that I mentioned in the group chat?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that is like the biggest scam I've ever seen. So, dude, it was trading like, so 5 years ago, it was at 272, got to like $4. Actually, this is over the past year. All of a sudden, it's July 27th. It's 262. The next day, goes up to $33.20. Was up 1,100% in like 2 days.
And what was the reasoning behind that?
I forget.
Everyone went out.
Some bullshit story. I know the SEC like got big on that. That was some bullshit.
Everyone went out and bought a Kodak camera?
No. You know what happened? It got government money to develop a COVID vaccine.
Kodak?
Yeah, Kodak, the fucking camera company. I remember that was the story that came out. Hello? Alpha Elites wants money to develop a COVID vaccine?
Yeah.
What planet are we on?
I don't fucking understand that shit. Would they just do that so their fucking share price shot up?
Yeah, dude. Fucking the people in the company knew. Bought a couple million shares. Fucking, you know. But.
Because anything mentioning a vaccine and fucking electric cars, dude, instantly goes up. But it also goes down after the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of brings me in the next thing I guess we can talk about, like, the future. I mean, I know we know what the future is. Electric vehicles, AI, machine learning, augmented reality, you know, all that shit. I don't know. I just think that this is what we should be investing in, you know?
Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, I'm investing in Tesla, dude.
Nice, dude. Dude, you own the company.
Part owner? No, I was kidding.
I mean, you are.
Yeah, technically, I guess. But there's honestly not too many companies that like are out right now that do that. Like what? There's Oculus. There's.
I think you should look at this stock. It's called ARK. I mean, I'll go ARKW. I kind of like this one. They're ETFs, right? So exchange traded funds. And this lady, it's a actively managed ETF. Kathy Wood is the name she's the lady who like manages it. They're up like the ARK next generation ETF is up 115% the past year, 384% the past 5 years. It's fucking pretty crazy. And they basically just focus on investing in like disruptive technology. And they have different, they have probably four different ETFs. They have like the one I'm talking about right now, which is like the next generation internet, which has to do with like internet companies and like 5G, stuff like that. And then they have like a genomics, however you pronounce that one, which has to do with like gene editing and CRISPR. And then they have another one. I forget the other one. But actually like Tesla is like the number one investment on all of the ETFs except like the genomics one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she rips. And like I kind of like look like all this shit's public. Like I just like look at like the ETFs holdings. She just picked up, what'd she just buy? She bought Snap right before it ripped. Should listen to her. She bought Netflix like
a week ago. Did Snapchat fucking go up so much?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Or else I would have fucking invested in it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know, shit out of nowhere. Like, I haven't, like, really seen anything different. But going back to fucking, like, VR, like, I feel like for, I feel like for VR, like right now, like it's at like a weird stage where like it's like kind of really only in like gaming. Like, do you remember when you were younger when like fucking Xbox Kinect came out and then like PlayStation came out with those stupid fucking wands and shit? Like, I feel like that's like I feel like that's like the stage they're in. And like, I feel like in order for like VR to like grow outside of that, like in order for them to like really grow, they have to like do more outside of just like gaming. But I guess it's kind of like the realm they're in at the moment.
Yeah, I feel like it has to have some sort of like practical utility, not yeah. just like entertainment.
Yeah. But dude, like fucking you had Wii growing up, right?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I think fucking Nintendo could come out with a fucking sick VR. Because, like, you remember how, like, that fucking, like, wand technology with the fucking remote was great?
Yeah, like, for its time.
Yeah, like, for its time, like, there was nothing else like it. Like, who else, like, and then, like, Xbox and, like, PlayStation was, like, late on that. I mean, Xbox had, like, the Kinect camera. Like, I don't even know how that worked. I remember I had the Kinect, but I, like, barely used it. But I know PlayStation, they didn't have a Kinect, but they had, like, the same wand thing, kind of similar to, like, Wii. But, like, I don't know. I think Nintendo could probably come out with like a sick VR. Because I don't know, they kind of had like that foundation. Not so much of like virtual reality, but like, you know, like using your actual like body in motion to like play a game or do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's cool. I actually saw something on Shark Tank that was. I mean, it was a game again,
mm-hmm.
but like, it was like it was expensive as fuck though. But it was like something like it was literally like a harness that you stepped in. Like you like what like it was like a. This big piece of equipment and you like literally like put a harness on like imagine it had like pants and like you like stuck your legs like into the pants and you were on like some like platform and you had like it was like I think they were doing like a first person shooter type of thing and like Robert like walked on like you literally like you're like in the game but like you're like to run like you actually have to run
mm-hmm.
like you can like squat and like all that shit like that's kind of cool like if you could have like an immersive type of game like that. And like that'd be cool for like not I mean to bring in practical utility something like that maybe you could do like armed forces training like that I mean obviously you can't do all you got to do physical too but like yeah. just for like certain scenarios you know where you could like significantly reduce costs and like mitigate risk completely of accidents happening
mm-hmm.
stuff like that it's pretty interesting
you ever see how they like with like the DJI drones like I mean this is I wouldn't really consider this like VR but like, you know how, like, they ever seen, like, people can, like, rig up the remotes? So, like, it's, like, it's almost like goggle. They, like, you rig it up with, like, goggles and you can see, yeah. like, what the camera, you can see, like, what the camera sees on the drone. Like, that's sick.
Yeah, that is really cool. I know, like, when people do, like, there's, like, drone racing and mm-hmm. that's what people use.
Oh, really? They use, like, yeah. the goggles and stuff? Yeah, no, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I wonder if they have that for DJI, if you can do, like, a third-party software or something to have that. Definitely a little dangerous if you're not keeping your eye on the drone. But
you're kind of like your sense of like seeing just like goes out the fucking window because you're just seeing through the camera of the drone.
Speaking of that, remember Google Glass?
No, what the hell's that?
You don't know what Google Glasses were?
Oh, the glasses. Yeah. Snapchat came out with fucking glasses too.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Holy shit!
Who else came out with glasses? Do you know Boeing or not?
Boeing.
Bose. Bose came out with a fucking pair of sunglasses that has like a fucking like that has like speakers in it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive, actually.
The wearables category. It's definitely going to get bigger, you know? Like, I don't know about glasses and, like, you know, they'd have to get better, but was that recently or no?
Bose glasses headphones. Bose frames Tenor. Or Tenor, whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck that is.
I mean,
they're $250.
What are they, like... I don't really think there's, like, that much utility in them. To me. What is it, just a speaker?
Yeah, it's, like, it's like having headphones on without having headphones on, and I guess you're wearing sunglasses, too. A $250 pair of sunglasses.
I guess it's kind of low-key. If you're, like, working or something, and, like, you can't have headphones in, you want to bump a little music. You know? But...
They have polarized lens.
Polarized lens. But back to Tesla for a sec. I mean, where do you see Tesla in 5 years? I just wanted to know your opinion because I just, you know, before you came over, I got off the phone with Elon, was just talking to him. So,
dude, honestly, I'm betting on like, I mean, I'm betting on them being like huge car wise, but like we talked about it before. Like, I feel like Tesla is just like a fucking series of like startup. Like he's like trying to do like so many, like has all of his eggs in like one and like in like many different baskets. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's trying to do like so much, but like, I don't know. I saw an article the other day, like, Tesla wants to try doing HVAC for like housing and stuff like that. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, he probably could, but then like he also has like fucking SpaceX, then he has, you know, he has Tesla just in general, like as like cars. But I mean, I don't know, I feel like if he just like devoted all of his time into like Tesla as just like a car company, it could be like literally fucking huge. Like, they're like literally the pioneers of like electric cars.
Yeah, so it's actually funny you say that. Yeah, I agree, he is like going, he's basically is a series of startups. That's a good way to put it. He's trying to like disrupt like many different industries that have been like around for so long. Like the car industry has been around for like over 100 years, and he's like all of a sudden comes out and tries to disrupt it. You know, like total radical change in the industry. He goes out. I guess he's trying to do something with HVAC now, like you're saying. And like, you know, when has air conditioning fucking changed? You know what I mean? Like, not forever. You know, but I don't know, dude. I don't bet against Elon Musk. Guy's smart as fuck. He's an alien. But in terms of the car business, which obviously is like the most popular, most famous, most valuable. It's funny because I was listening to like CNBC clip with Kevin O'Leary. Actually, no, I think it was a podcast with Kevin O'Leary, who's Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, obviously. And he was talking about how his son. Whatever. I'll just say it.
Yeah, no, yeah, go ahead.
But his son has an internship at Tesla, did or had one. And he's like, and this was like pre pandemic. And he's like, Dad, like, you need to, like, he's like, his son's like our age. He's like, Dad, I don't have money, but like, you do. He's like, invest in Tesla. He's like, they're not a car company. Everyone thinks they're a car company. He's like, they're a data analytics company. They're a battery company. You know, they're like those things. They're not like, cars are kind of just like the byproduct of what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, like, think about it. Like, Tesla is getting like, so, I mean, probably, you know, thousands of terabytes worth of data a day. Of probably more than that, probably millions of driving data coming out of its like LiDAR sensors and its cameras, and it's getting that much better every day at self-driving.
And yeah, and like what I've said this and like we've said it all the time, like, but like the cars that they have now is literally like their first like generation of like cars, like, and like they're like pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah,
like imagine like when they come out with like their second generation of cars, where like how much better they could possibly be.
Yeah, but also, like,
and then what are all the information that they're gathering now from all their cars?
Yeah, and they can, you know, they can do whatever they want to do with that data. If they want to keep that shit in-house and make Teslas the best driving, like, if they get their, like, right now, they're, like, you know, pioneers in the space, like we said, and, like, if they get that data and they, you know, use machine learning and it gets that much better to the point where you can, like, reduce accidents by 99.9999%, whatever, which is, you know, better than human driving error, because, you know, Teslas aren't going to text and drive, drink and drive, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that would be huge, obviously. But then they could also monetize that data. They could sell that data to it when, you know, all the companies are going to come out with electric cars. Like, it's obvious. But I think that Tesla is going to get the economies of scale before other companies like Ford and GM and stuff.
Just because they've been doing it for so much longer.
Yeah. But Elon's mission has always been like a sustainable, like, future, like, clean energy type of stuff. So in my personal opinion, I probably think that Elon, like, that's why he makes all of his patents public. Like, you can literally like view his patents online. Like, most people hide that shit, I think. But you know, because he just has this greater goal in mind, and he's just like working towards it. Like, he like actually like encourages like the friendly competition, just because he's got the goal, he just wants a cleaner world, you know. And so he might, you know, from basing that off what I just said, he might be able to take that data and sell it to, you know, third parties like, you know, like Ford and GM and stuff like that when they come out with their electric car lines. And obviously Tesla would make money off that because it's their data. But
yeah, they'd become a fucking monopoly.
Yeah, but that would just be supporting this like greater world.
Yeah.
And he'd make money off it too. So, I mean, I don't know. That's just a total speculation, but. And, you know, if they can get their battery shit down, like Tesla just had battery day, you know, probably like a month ago. And it was kind of like underlooked. And I didn't watch the conference or anything. I just watched a couple of clips. But they talked about reducing the cost per kilowatt of making the battery by like 54%, and they're like on track to do so, I think, by like maybe 2024, 2026. I forget the date, but you know, if they could do that, that'd be huge. Like, instead of like a battery costing like $8,000 for the car for like a 300-kilowatt battery, it would be like $4,000.
And they use don't they use like Panasonic right now as like?
I don't know. I think I did hear something batteries. About that. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I don't know if Tesla could get their batteries down. If they could develop a new type of battery that's like that much better.
And they could sell their batteries to like
yeah.
Ford and everyone else trying to make electric cars.
Yeah, and then the cars are just secondary, and then they're
Tesla just becomes a battery company,
battery and data company. You know, it is funny. Like no one sees this shit. Like you know, like the founder. If anyone's ever watched the founder, I know obviously we watched it in school. Like mm-hmm. you know, like that accountant that came into McDonald's. Like you're not in the burger business. You're in the real estate business. And then that's how McDonald's started making money. And now McDonald's owns like 1% of commercial real estate in the country or some shit. Like some insane high number. You know. Just gotta like really like look past and like do your research and like realize like where these companies are making their money. But yeah, I don't know. Data is a huge thing.
Elon's a beast, dude.
I don't bet against Elon Musk. Guy's a fucking alien. What's next?
I don't know, dude. I'm like zoning out.
I know. I'm
kind of fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Shout out Alex Jones.
I need to watch that new podcast.
It was pretty good.
Did you see we can talk about that. Did you see Rogan posted about that? Apparently there was something wrong with the podcast on Spotify and had to get like re-uploaded and everything. And I don't know, like something like bugged out with the new podcast.
People were bugging thinking it got censored.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Rogan said it, too. He goes, it's kind of ironic that, like, you know, this hasn't happened with any other podcast, but it just happens to happen to the one with Alex Jones in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man. It's like I read the tweets, like, some tweets of people talking about, like, Rogan, like, having Alex Jones on the podcast. People are, like, bugging, like, I just deleted my Spotify. I've been a user for years. It's unbelievable that Spotify would let someone like Alex Jones on their platform. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Can you not handle him speaking? If you have something better to say.
I don't know about you, but I don't even know who the fuck Alex Jones was until he was on Rogan's podcast.
No, me either. Me either, you know? Like, why? Why do people want to silence speech? I don't get it. Come at them with better speech. Argue, like peacefully argue and try to reach a consensus. And like you say your views, they say their views. Try to come together and form a conclusion. Don't just like take people down and be like, no, you can't say that, you know? Like with all these doctors and shit, like getting banned for like potential COVID cures, like aren't we in this together? Like maybe hydrochloroquine works. Like let's talk to these doctors who've given it to their patients and let's like do some like real, you know, clinical trials and see what's up. Don't just like ban them from Twitter.
You know what's funny? I don't think anyone has talked about this, but like, isn't it funny how fast they came up with the fucking coronavirus vaccine and shit? Still no cure to cancer.
Yeah, I mean,
there definitely is.
I don't know.
There definitely is.
A lot of people say that.
There's no fucking way. There's not.
With cancer, it's different. It's your own cells in your body that it's attacking itself. With a virus, it's a
yeah, but like external party. You know how long cancer's been around for? Coronavirus has been around for how long, and they already came up with a fucking vaccine for it, apparently.
Yeah, and people are dying from it.
People die. I mean, people are dying regardless, aren't they?
I don't know.
The whole argument with cures to cancer is because like fucking literally like cancer treatment's a whole fucking medical industry. And like you're literally, and like
I'm not denying it, but I just don't know.
There definitely is. There's no fucking shot. There's not. And if you like you think about it, it's kind of fucked.
Yeah.
But because we raise all this money, we raise all this fucking money for cancer every fucking year.
Yeah. I wonder
where's all the money going.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe to families and whatnot. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. But I don't know. I was just like, I literally just thought about that. Like, it's funny how, like, we can come out with a fucking vaccine for a virus that it hasn't even been around for a little over a year yet. It hasn't even been around for a year.
It could, for all we know. But.
Yeah, but, like, at least in the U.S., I mean, we started quarantining in March.
It could have been around longer. that we know.
Yeah, but like I started we started quarantining in March, so it hasn't been a year since fucking quarantine started, and they already have a vaccine almost out for it. But yeah, cancer's been around for however many fucking years, and we still got people fucking dying from it every fucking day. Not that like they're dying on such a mass scale as like coronavirus is killing people, but like still.
Well, more people die of cancer than COVID for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just like a slower type thing.
And it's not like, you know, like it's not like if you had cancer, you could just give it to me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's something to think about. But honestly, I feel like every fucking industry is corrupt.
Yeah.
In some sort of way.
It's just weird that like a virus comes
and
out.
It's all based on money.
Yeah. Money rules the world. But it's just weird that like, you know, like a virus comes around and like we have to like lock down the country, shut down businesses.
We're fucking cheap, dude.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, it's like fast food's going to kill you. Smoking's going to kill you. Drinking's going to kill you. Like, none of those things are banned. Like, we're not shutting down McDonald's and Wendy's, you know? Like,
I think it's just like the scale, like, or like the, you know, like, how, like, obviously, like, but the thing with those are is like you have a choice to consume those or not. Like you don't have a choice if you get fucking corona or not. I mean, I guess like you can try and avoid it, but like yeah. You know, you could choose to fucking if you want to eat fast food, you could choose if you want to drink, you could choose like, you know. But with corona, I guess it's fucking different. But still, like
you can't just tell businesses they have to shut down. If it was like a very short term thing, like whoa, we don't know what this is.
Businesses
like,
would have shut down if they were getting no business, because like, because yeah. That's smart fucking business, like you know. But like, it's like telling, like forcing them to shut down and like literally like generating no fucking income whatsoever or like revenue at all.
But it's not up to politicians. It's like to literally fucking pick and choose. Like yeah, Walmart you can stay open, but bowling alleys you need to shut down.
Yeah, in the beginning of quarantine, they only had essential businesses open.
Yeah, like, what's essential and what's not? What's essential to me?
Yeah, a liquor store was considered essential.
Yeah. Oh, just so bizarre, you know? And the only businesses that are going to remain is going to be the big businesses, you know? Those are the only ones that can weather the storm. It's just weird, though. Like, you think, like, you know, like, the like economic shutdown and, like, lockdowns and shit, like, mandated lockdowns. Like we just went to the gym, went out to eat, like, you can go to the store. Like, it doesn't seem like we're in a fucking, like, pandemic, a global pandemic. Like, I feel like if, we're, like, this was, like, a real pandemic, like, it would be, like, I'm not saying it's not real, but, like, it'd be a lot different. Like, people, there would be, like, chaos in the streets. And like,
well, no, there, no one, I mean, no one wants to go, I mean, no one wants to fucking go out because they don't want to get the virus.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, it's different. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I'm fucking tired of it. I'm tired of all this bullshit. I'm tired of having to wear a mask. I'm tired of being like, I mean, at one point I was kind of like scared, like, yo, you know, maybe I could have fucking had this. Or like at this point, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. I mean, I don't want to give it to anybody. I don't want to kill anybody, which is always like a thought in the back of my mind. But like, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm at the point, and I'm pretty sure you are too, where you're kind of just like fed up of like living in fear. And I feel like everyone's kind of at that point, especially when summer came around. Like everyone was like, fuck this. Like we're going outside. You know, we're going to live our life. Cause like, you know what? You're not here for fucking ever. I mean, you can not be here forever if you get fucking COVID too. But I mean, I don't know. Like, and nothing was like, there was nothing certain. Like, no, there was nothing certain. Like, there is like, oh, well, on this date, we're going to do this. On this date, we're going to do this, you know? And then like, you know, like they were showing like cases were going down, but like, I don't know, at least in New Jersey, like we'd have like, we'd be going to like phase one, or like we'd be going, and what phase are we even in? Two?
Yeah, I think so.
Like I remember like going into phase one, like they were like, all right, we're going into phase one on, you know, June 1st, which I don't even know when phase one even started, but
yeah, I don't know.
But like, and then like all of a sudden, like, you know, June 1st is like 3 days away, and then all of a sudden it gets like pushed back like another like three weeks. It's like, okay, it's like we're going to sit here with our fucking dicks in our hand for another 3 weeks, and then what's gonna happen? We're just gonna be
like we didn't sign up for this. Like we didn't sign up. Yeah, we didn't sign up for there to be a virus either. But like, we didn't sign up for like politicians to like
dictate
it's like what
it's
we
political
can't
as fuck. So this political. Virus is political as fuck.
Everything's political as fuck.
Yeah, it really is. This year definitely is. Like we said this last podcast. Like I don't remember in the last election, like, you know, you go on Instagram, you go on Snapchat, you go on Twitter. Did you register to vote? It's like, why the fuck do you care?
Just like, how can like the dumbest shit be politicized? Like wearing a mask. Oh, you don't like wearing masks? You voting Trump?
Yeah, you hate black people, you're voting Trump.
Yeah, like, what?
Or you're racist, so you're a Trump supporter. It's just like stupid shit.
You know, how about we don't consider ourselves Democrat, Republican, blue, red, whatever. How about we just say, like, how do you feel on gun control? Or like, well, on this, you know, I lean a little bit more this way, but you know, I think this. And like, oh, how do you feel on like abortion stuff? Well, you know, like, it's not just like, yeah, well, I voted Trump and I'm Republican, so I fall this way for the 37 issues, you know?
like,
why can't you just think on your own, you know?
Everything, it's either you're all in or you're all out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no like happy medium at all.
So polarized. And but like I don't know about you, but like, yeah, this one of the things we're going to talk about, but like the, like, potential second lockdown, cuz I guess Europe is like locking down right now. Apparently, I kind of want to actually.
No, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I've heard about that. Apparently, Europe's locking down again because like cases are fucking skyrocketing,
dude. But I just want to know, like,
but what are
deaths skyrocketing?
But what I don't understand is, where are they skyrocketing? I mean, I don't know about. I don't know what's going on in Europe as far as like, you know, like their day to day, like, you know, COVID guidelines, like if they have to wear a mask or not, or if they went fully back to normal. I don't know what they do over there, but like, how are cases rising in like the U.S.? I mean, as far as like New Jersey, like everyone, like we haven't, nothing's changed as far as like, cause like at least like I'm pretty sure during the summer, like cases were going down and shit. Like nothing's changed. Like we haven't like not like, oh, now you can't wear a mask or now you don't have to do this. Like everything stayed the same. So like, I'm not sure like why cases are rising and what they're rising from, unless it's just cause like flu season's coming around, everyone's getting sick again, or I don't fucking know. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because it's getting a little colder out, if that has anything to fucking do with it.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if are the cases skyrocketing in New Jersey, because I have no fucking idea.
Apparently.
But what's changed? The weather?
I don't know. I guess that's the only external factor I can think of.
Because nothing's changed as far as COVID guidelines. Everyone's doing the same shit. I mean, schools are back in session. Maybe that has something to do with it. But I don't even know how many schools in New Jersey are fucking, at least as far as colleges, I don't know how many schools in New Jersey are strictly online or hybrid. Or, I mean, like, I know, you know, obviously kids going back to school is something, but like, I don't know, maybe kids are fucking taking the virus back home, giving it to fucking their parents giving it to this one. I don't know how it's working, but like, the only thing I can think is weather and schools are back in session.
I just want to talk about the positivity rate real quick, because I had to look this up the other day. So I was watching the news with my dad and talking about how the positivity rate's the highest it's ever been, right? It's like 5.something% now. And I'm like, so like, what is the positivity rate? Like, I'm saying this to my dad. He's like, that's like how many people like have COVID like right now. I'm like, so you're telling me like 5% of New Jerseyans have COVID right now? He's like, yeah, that's what they're saying. I'm like, okay. I'm like, let me do a little research. So, like, I believe it was NJ.com was the article it was from, and I took a look at it. And so, if you tested positive in March 4th, I think they said was the first positive COVID case in New Jersey, that's contributing to the positivity rate now. Still, that number didn't go away after the 14 days after he recovered. No, that's still counting. So the positivity rate's never going to go down. It's only going to go up because people are still going to test positive for COVID. I think we need to look at the positivity rate as how many people have it at this moment. If you test positive, what fucking month is it? Almost November. Let's say you test positive on November 1st. On November 14th,
you shouldn't matter anymore.
You should not matter. If 14 days is what we decide on, if we want to even extend that to be like, you know, conservative about it, and we go like, all right, you know, even if it's 3 weeks, even if we give it 21 days, like, boom, you are now not counted for the positivity rate. Yeah, like, you know, shit, the positivity rate's high. It can only go up, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, at some point, it's going to be probably 50%, you know? It's like, at some point, probably everyone's going to get it.
This is kind of like, it's not off topic, but like, do you remember when we're at the Halloween party at Alexia's and
I told you that guy on the Dodgers. He had red hair and a red beard and shit. I'm like, he's a stud, and he ended up hitting that home run. Remember I told you that? So during the World Series in the final game, in the middle of the game, he tested positive for coronavirus.
The middle of the game?
In the middle of the fucking game.
How they got tested mid-game, or his test result came in?
I guess his test result came in.
Fuck.
So he played like half the fucking game, got sent to the locker room, and then he came back out with a mask on. I mean, everyone's wearing, majority of the people were wearing masks, I'm pretty sure, in the dugout. But like, people were, like, giving him shit, and, like, it was, like, on the media and shit, because he came back out and, like, celebrated, like, with his team after they won the World Series. It's like, dude, he was with all of them, like, half the fucking game. What is he just, I don't understand, like, what are you supposed to fucking, like, obviously, I know you're supposed to, like, you know, quarantine for 2 weeks, all this bullshit, but, like, in that instance, like, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
I always think that, too. Like, if I go out somewhere, like, you know, they've been taking, like, temperature scans and whatnot. If, like, people, like,
That's bullshit.
Like, dude, like, what if I roll up and I have, like, 103 fever? I think that's pretty fucking high. But, like, you know, like, they're basing your temperature off, like, COVID for some fucking reason. I mean, I guess you have a fever if you have COVID. I don't fucking know.
Don't get me wrong.
You just could be sick.
It's not going to hurt to take the temperature, but it's not doing anything.
But like, if I
most of the people are asymptomatic, apparently.
So like, if you take my temperature, like I always think this when I go to work. Like if they take my temperature and I'm like 102, or like I'm above what I'm supposed to be, is leaving really going to do much? Like, are we going to ignore the fact that I came in and like, you know, you just took my temperature and like I wasn't here at all? You know what I mean? Like are we supposed to act like this never happened? You just sent me home.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got a haircut, 2 days ago, and I came in, sat down. I got temp checked right away, but the guy next to me, he like came in, sat down. He's like, "Oh, lady's like, oh, I'll be with you in a minute, whatever." And then he 10-15 minutes later, the guy comes to like start cutting his hair, or whatever, and like just gets his name in the computer. He's like, "Oh, were you temp checked yet?" He's like, "No." He's like, scans him. He's like, "All right, you're good." Yeah, you're in here for 15 minutes already. Like,
yeah, like what's like what what happens? Like, what are you supposed to do after that? You just shut the fucking place down.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard too. Leggett's is fucking shut down.
Really?
Yeah, because they weren't like, you know, you're supposed to like abide by like the 6 feet rule and like, I mean, I don't know, like as far as like 20, I don't know what 25% capacity is in Leggett's, but like every seat was like full at the bar. Like they weren't doing like every other chair or any of that bullshit. So they got shut down, and I don't know if someone tested positive from there or what the case may have been, but
I just feel bad. I just feel bad for business owners.
Businesses are literally getting fucked.
Walmart's not getting fucked. Amazon's not getting fucked.
Fuck Walmart, dude.
You know, like, but, you know, Murphy can pick and choose what he wants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to mention, too. If we do another shutdown, or if we go back to phase one or all this shit, I think it's gonna be way different. I think a lot of businesses aren't gonna comply. You know what I mean? Like after not having like
Murphy will just board him up.
Like after not having restaurants for like however many months, like indoors and shit, like, and then having it for like, you know, 2 months, if they say tomorrow can't do indoor dining, I think a lot of businesses are going to say, fuck you. At least smaller businesses, like, you know, if it's like chains, it's a little different. They kind of got to listen to
corporate. If everyone boycotted the fucking COVID guidelines, like, according to that, like, what is Murphy going to do? Shut down every business?
Yeah.
I mean, look what he did at the fucking gym in Belmore.
Dude, did you see the letter?
Took away his business license. You name it.
Shut down his utilities.
Yeah.
And then did you see one of the latest videos he posted? We're talking about the Attila's Gym in Belmar, by the way. Shout out Ian Smith.
Yeah, Ian Smith, what a stud.
You're a savage, fuck Murphy. I hope you listen to this, Murphy. Fuck you. No. But did you see the letter that he was like reading, like that he got sent to his house? Like it showed like the total amount of like fines that like the businesses received. It was like over 300K or close to 300K, I forget. And they literally said that they're going to seize his assets, like his personal assets. So like that includes liquidating bank accounts, repoing cars, boats, anything that he fucking has, any assets that he has, they're going to take.
I don't know how they have the right to do that.
I think it's unconstitutional. I mean, yeah, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but
fuck yeah, it is. I would think so. Like, when you're starting a business, like, do you just, like, sign off? Like, oh, if, like do you just sign that shit away?
Yeah, if we happen to have
a global pandemic and your gym's, like, not getting any positive case or anything, and we don't give a fuck, we're just going to shut you down, seize your assets, and pretty much tell you to go fuck yourself. Like, what rights do you have as a business owner? Especially now. Because, like, if you don't abide, I guess, by, like, the governor's rules and, like, your state, like, what, do you just have no fucking rights? Like, look what they're doing to fucking Bradley Martin, his gym in California. Turned off his utilities and everything. He had to bring a fucking generator in. He's going to fucking court against, like, the state of California, I guess.
When's he going to court, you know?
He might have already went. Or, like, I know it's very soon because I remember when he was in Dubai for Fight Island. I remember he posted a video of him, like, curling at the gym. He goes, hit my last gym sesh before I have to go back home and fight the state of California in court.
He must have popped out real quick. I did see that story, actually. Yeah. He wasn't, like, in Nelk's video at all. So, like, I don't know if he, like...
You know what's funny? I realized that. I wonder if he's going to come out a video of him, like, in Dubai at all.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, it's crazy. Rogan was talking about it on his podcast with I don't even know who, but he was saying that, like, number one, like, gyms still aren't open in California. Like, I don't know if, like, salons are and shit. Like, a lot of shit is still shut down there. And he was saying, like, he had to leave because, like, he couldn't do any comedy there. He was saying, like, the Comedy Store, like, where he would go. Like, obviously, they're not doing indoor in California. But he's like, they wouldn't even do outdoor with masks, with, like, plexiglass, 6 feet apart, all that shit. They still wouldn't allow it. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
What happened to laissez-faire?
Shark Tank. They fucking had they moved to Las Vegas. They, California wouldn't let them fucking shoot. Like, holy shit, man. Like, California is going to fucking be empty. The most populated state in the country is going to be empty soon.
Yeah, and that's where, like, every, like, fucking, like, rich celebrity lives.
Yeah. Hollywood's going to relocate.
Yeah. To Texas?
That'd be sick. That's what Jeff Bezos should do. Jeff Bezos should take his, like, money and just, like, start up a new city somewhere. That's, like, L.A. part two.
Yeah. Jeffrey Wood?
Yeah. Where should it be?
Dude, I don't know. But, like, everyone's, like, in that one podcast where I was telling you about the guy who's, like, talking about, like, oil and, like, gas and, like, you know, fucking Biden, you know, tries to go through with this Green New Deal that supposedly he's coming through with. Where, like, you know, he's trying totally pretty much just get rid of the oil and gas industry, like, indefinitely. He was talking about, he's like, you know, a lot of these people are moving from, like, California to, like, Texas. But he's like, you know, remember why you came here. He's like, in like, because, you know, a lot of people
don't turn Texas like this.
Don't turn it into a blue state. Yeah. Cause he's like, it's not what, you know, there's a reason why you came here, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and you have to, like, realize what your political views are. And, like, you know,
I like freedom. It's as simple as that. I don't think that a governor should be able to tell me what I can and can't do, honestly. I mean, yeah, I know we have to have certain restrictions. We have to have law and order. I can't go burn down a fucking building. You know, I should get reprimanded for that. But when it comes to, like, me, like, just going about my daily life as an individual and, you know, if I was a business owner, like, I don't even know what I'd do.
And, like, not to also mention, not even, like, the whole COVID guideline shit, but, like, Biden's, like, potential tax plan, if, like, Biden gets elected, California, what is it, like, it was, like, 60-something percent.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's, like, fucking practically socialism.
Biden doesn't know. He just everything that sounds good.
But, like, what are they going to do with all that fucking money?
Nothing. They're going to, I don't know. It's not going to do shit. Why do they even need the money? They're just going to fucking print money anyway. Yeah. Still going to deficit spend, you know? I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. It's fucking stupid. We like it's not a money problem. It's a spending problem. That's what it is.
And, like, you know how, like, Trump's, like, you know, like, he spends, like, majority of, like, the money. Like, he's more, like, military, I would say, like, prominent. Like, I feel like every president kind of, like, you know, focuses on, like, on one thing and really goes hard into it. Like, is Biden just going to, like, focus really hard on just, like, the environment and just, like, fucking taxing the shit out of people?
Yeah. So what are you gonna do? You gonna
fuck us?
Okay. What are you gonna do? Ban fracking? Put the oil and gas business out of business? And then take all of your tax revenue that you get from these 67% taxes or whatever, and just like pay people a government salary to go
do nothing.
Yeah, I don't know, dig holes and fill them back in, you know, like
I don't know, dude. And like everything's made from fucking
everything. These fucking mics, this whole setup is probably half it's made from crude oil. Plastic is derived from crude oil. Diesel, natural gas, actual regular gas, fucking everything. Mm-hmm. Aerosols, sprays, propellants, you know, all this different shit, like grease. You know, everything comes from crude oil. That's how it is, you know? I think, if anything, we should focus on, like if we want to, like, gradually get there, like, I get it. But you can't say we're going to be a fucking net zero emissions by, like, 2025 or something.
Yeah, like,
fuck out of here.
Yeah, he's just pretty much going to ace out oil and gas and just try and live our lives off fucking, like, solar and, like, all that bullshit. Dude.
That'd be cool. Go do it, Joe Biden. And when we try to produce goods and the American people can't afford them, that's cool. Like, you know, when you go and, like, because, you know, all right, let's say, like, farmers and shit. Let's say, like, farmers can't, like, boom, we're going to ban fracking, right? So farmers, they rely on gas and stuff like that, obviously, mm-hmm. for their equipment and their tractors and everything. So, you know, now because they can't frack, gas goes up 10x in price. Now farmers can't afford gas.
Yeah, and not to
now
not
we
to
have don't have food.
Yeah,
and the price of food shoots up.
Not to mention too, fucking farmers are also getting fucked by the trade deficit with China.
That's something I don't know what we should do about. It's we were in a bad position to start with because we're so reliant on China for goods. You know, you look at any product, it says fucking made in China because it's cheaper. They don't have the same minimum wage laws that we have
here. Well, because I remember doing this in fucking Johnson's. They just devalue their currency. So
yeah, and that's the other big aspect of it. And Trump did say that during the debate, and he did, and that is facts. But now it's like there's an incentive for us to devalue our currency too. So I don't know if you remember SIGXN, all that shit, like from GDP.
Yeah.
So exports is a part of your GDP, net exports, mm-hmm. which is XN.
And we're like, part of it. We have like, I forget, is it
yeah,
a
we have like
negative exports, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we import way more than we export. So, but China's the opposite. China exports way more than they import. And, you know, I don't remember totally why this is, but, you know, it has to do with the exchange rate and the price of your currency in terms of other currencies, which just is the exchange rate. But if you devalue your currency, so you just print more money and you inflate your currency, your exports go up. So that's what China's been doing. Like, we already devalued our currency like an insane amount, but China's doing that like five times of what we're doing. So
we keep buying their shit.
But it's like they're incentivized to do that, but then because they're doing that, we're incentivized to do that.
Well, that's
so it's
what,
like
isn't
a
that
race
why,
to isn't, who can devalue their currency the fastest.
Well, isn't that why Trump's hitting with like tariffs and shit like that?
Yeah, but that doesn't help anyone. Just hurts us. It's
pretty
like
much, yeah.
Yeah, it just hurts American consumers. That's just facts. But, you know, it's like it seems like a good idea, but it's not, you know.
Cuz I remember also too Biden mentioned that. Biden said this in the fucking debate. He was like, I guess like Trump was trying to reduce the trade deficit with China, but Biden said he made it worse. I don't know if that's true or not, but
he did.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I don't know how we're supposed to fix that. They fucked us with the virus. They're fucking us with trade. Why don't we just turn that place into an island? Make it glow in the dark.
I mean, we're basically in a cold war with China. But, I mean, just thinking off the top of my head right now. Problem. We get, like, 90% of our goods from China. Puts us in a bad spot. You know what I mean? So, we need to get away from that spot. But this isn't like Joe Biden logic here. We can't say we're not buying goods from China by 2023.
Well, I mean, we could produce our own goods, but they'll just be 10 times more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, they're always gonna be more expensive though because we actually have like minimum wage laws and shit here, so it's tough. But
just,
I think,
like I'm pretty sure like land and just real estate in China is cheaper.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, they have like fucking, I don't know if they have sweatshops there, but I'm pretty like, you know, you just said minimum wage. We have that minimum wage laws. They obviously don't, you know. So they're probably paying people dirt money to fucking produce shit. And actually, now that I think about it, doesn't like China like the shit they get from the U.S. Don't they like reverse engineer it over there?
Yeah, that happens all the time. Like people have like patents here on products and shit, and like it just gets totally ripped off in China. I mean, I don't,
dude. Like, if you think about it, dude, like, whoever runs China must like not give a fuck about the Chinese people. Smog. No minimum wage.
Yeah.
Devalues currency.
So it's a weird thing, and it all stems from central banks. A lot of it, printing money. Oh, everything that they're doing hurts the middle class.
And also mention back to the Green New Deal, and I, like we've talked about this, but like, you know, it's global warming. It's not, you know, it's not just fucking U.S. warming. It's not like, you know, it's not like the U.S. is the only people not the only people fucking hurting, you know, global warming. It's fucking also China. It's also Russia. It's also like, you know, if they don't hop on board with this shit,
I wonder who
fucking cares.
I wonder what percent we contribute.
I don't know, dude. We don't have fucking smog hanging over our fucking cities, though. That's for sure. I mean, maybe a little bit, but not compared to China.
Yeah. They literally got to walk around with, like, they know about masks before this pandemic.
Yeah, they've been in COVID-19 for fucking years. Yeah, COVID came out and they said, what the fuck's the difference? We've been wearing masks for years.
It just, I mean, I don't want to be like, be pessimistic, but World War III.
I don't know about World War III, but we're just like, I feel like the U.S. is just in a shitty spot as a country. Like, dude, like fucking, just like, even just like as a civilization, like, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if we had a fucking civil war.
Oh, for sure.
Just because like how like political everyone is nowadays, and like how like, I don't know, like they're just like no one can agree on anything. Like everyone like. There's some people that say like some people love the U.S. A lot of people go fuck the United States. But, like at the same time, if you want to fucking be here, leave.
I just don't know like what you could do to solve it because like we're already in like such a bad spot. Like we've already like dug ourselves like such a big hole. It's like, and it's like yeah, like we can work towards like filling that hole back in and like getting back to baseline and like getting better. But if we do that. It's not just us. It's a global economy that we rely on and we trade with each other and stuff like that. So if we start like putting like a lot of effort into just like repairing ourselves, then it puts us on a disadvantage in terms of like the global scale. So like if we like, you know, brought manufacturing back to the US, like we just talked about, prices are going to be significantly higher. Who does that hurt? The American people. You know, you try to decrease the trade deficit with China, so you put on tariffs, but it's still way cheaper than buying the United States, so you still buy goods from China, and we just pay higher prices because we got to pay the tariff too, you know, like, and then let's say he just increases the tariffs so high that it is cheaper to buy in the United States. Oh my God, then we're just going to be getting hosed, you know? It's like there's no answer to these problems, you know?
Yeah, it really isn't. I don't know. It just. What the fuck are we supposed to do about it?
I don't know, man.
And that's why, like, fucking, like, and like all these problems, like, this is just like one problem, or not like the one problem we're talking about, like the trade deficit and everything. But like, imagine how hard it is to be a fucking president.
It's an impossible job.
Yeah, like fucking. But at the same time, like you're not gonna be able, like you're not gonna be able to fucking please everyone. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Why not? Because it's not possible.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know. Like I just think, I feel like we just like. Whoever wins this next election. I mean, I don't know if it's gonna be Biden. I don't know if it's gonna be Trump. But, like, we really need to focus on getting, like, the U.S. back to, like, a good fucking morale state. A good, just, like, I don't know. We just need to, like, somehow dial in and, like, have people actually, like, you know, love being in the United States again, you know? Because as of right now, it's not looking too great.
Yeah, like, I want to compare this to, like, we were too young to, like, really, like, know how, like, the state of the country was. But, like, I just want, like, mention, like, 9/11, like... You know, from what I hear, like, after that, like, it was a terrible event, horrible that it happened, tragic. But a lot of good things came about it after, and a lot like the sense of like just like community afterwards apparently was just like so like insane. Like everybody just came together and like we're like so friendly with each other and stuff like that. And you know, eventually that fades, but like, you know, it's like you have a pandemic like this and like you have like the state of the country and the state of the world in such a shitty spot. It's like, you know, you think that there would be some sense of like community and like unity and like we'll get through this together. We'll be united again. We'll, you know, stuff like that. But like, no, it's just like people are more pissed off and angry at each other than ever before. You know, we're more divided than we've been ever before, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, usually out of like these big problems, like at least something good comes out of it. I literally think nothing good is coming out of this.
Yeah, out of right now, there's really no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, if anything, it just got worse.
Like, if anything, like the light at the end of the tunnel at this point is just like trying to go back to like a normal life without like mask and bullshit like that.
I just want to know, like, with that, like when will things return back to normal? Like,
I don't think things will ever be normal. And like we've said this, like, I think like even after masks don't become like a required, like mandatory thing to use, I'm sure we'll still see people walking around with masks on.
Yeah. Like if you saw someone 1 year ago and they had a mask on, you'd be like, the fuck?
Yeah. Why do you have a mask on? You yeah. fucking weirdo.
But like, if you see someone 2 years from now with a mask on, you're going to be like, it's going to not even like really phase your mind. Maybe they'll be like, the fuck's he still wearing a mask for? But, you know, it's just, like, what, like, I wish we had, like, some sort of, like, just, like, timeline of, like even if it's, like, an expected timeline. Like, we expect to have a COVID vaccine by then, and we hope to have such and such open by then. And if by then we have a less than 2% current positivity rate, you know, like, not this bullshit positivity rate I was telling you about before, then we'll reopen this and you are allowed to do this and this without masks, just social distance, whatever. You know, like we have like no timeline like that. It seems like this is just a never ending thing. Like, you know, you never hear about getting out of this.
Yeah. And like, you think at this point, like, dude, like, did we ever think like fucking almost a year ago now that like we'd be quarantined for 6 months and like even like later down the line, now we're worrying about like cases spiking again. I mean, like, I'm sure like we saw maybe this happening, but like it's like, where's the fucking solution? Like, is the only solution vaccines? I mean, like, and who, and like, just because they come out with a vaccine doesn't mean everyone's fucking taking it.
I meant to say this before. Number one, I wonder what percentage of Americans will take a vaccine. Actually, there's probably a poll on this.
I'm not taking the fucking vaccine.
I'm not.
I'd rather die, dude. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't rather die, but I mean, I guess life or death, I will. But it's like, are vaccines going to solve all life's problems?
Hackensack Meridian's doing a coronavirus vaccine trial. Whoa, that's weird. Wow, that's pretty bizarre. Scientists around the world have been diligently working to find an effective and safe vaccine for COVID-19. At Hackensack Meridian, our physicians and scientists are partnering with leading pharmaceutical companies and government entities to test the vaccine. We are looking for volunteers from a wide range of ethnic backgrounds to participate in the trials. Those interested in volunteering to be part of the trials can fill out the survey or call us at blah, blah, blah.
And usually when a vaccine or shot or anything comes out, like, no one really takes it until, like, you understand, like, what comes with taking it, you know what I mean? Like, because like some people die, some people don't, you know, maybe there's fucking, I mean, I know they're doing trials on it, but still.
I really don't even like getting a flu vaccine. Like, I've gotten it a couple times, but
I've never gotten a flu shot in my life.
Really?
No. I've gotten the flu though.
Yeah, me too.
Plenty of times.
I'm not really worried about a flu vaccine, but I just like don't prefer to get it.
I don't know. I don't even know, really know how a flu shot works because I've never gotten it, but...
But I'm like, it's like weird. Like this year, like...
But the flu's been around for fucking forever.
And the vaccine's been around forever. So yeah. Like, it's like...
And they just build different. They build on it every year.
But like, it's weird, but like, I'm actually like worried. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get it or not this year. My mom said I actually should. And she said she talked to someone... Oh, I don't know if I should say this. I heard from someone that they're going to run out this year, apparently.
I heard from outside sources.
Outside sources. You know, she heard from someone that they're going to run out this year. She said she heard from someone like higher up at the hospital who knows someone or something. You know, someone who knows someone who knows someone. Yeah. But they said they're going to run out this year. You know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it's like, you know, it can, you know, it would be kind of bad if you get the flu and the COVID at the same time. It's pretty bad. I mean, not like you can't get the flu after you get the fucking flu vaccine, but.
But, like, you think by now, like there's no way no one hasn't come in contact with COVID at this point.
What, like us?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We probably or anyone. Could have had it. Fucking, this shit's been around for fucking months now.
Did you get your antibody test or no?
No. But, dude, I worked all throughout quarantine.
Yeah.
I never stopped working. I've been out and about pretty much fucking all throughout this shit. And, I mean, knock on wood. But, like, there's no fucking shot I haven't come across it. And, you know, maybe I'm just one of those people that maybe had it, didn't show signs, or you know, whatever the fucking case may have been. Like, I was talking to some old guy who came into my work yesterday or 2 days ago, and he was talking about how he had it. And he was talking about, like, you know, he couldn't walk for, like, a few days because he had something called, like, you know, I didn't even know about this, but it was, like, called, like, COVID feet, COVID toes, or some shit like that, where, like, his feet were, like, fucking purple or something, whatever the fuck it was. And he was, like, really sick from it, and he was, like, bedridden for, like, days, he was telling us. Which, like, obviously, it's fucking horrible. But.
Yeah, COVID toes, rashes, how the coronavirus can affect your skin. COVID toes can develop at any age.
But he was an older guy.
Yeah.
I mean, they always say, like, the younger kids have, like, a very strong immune system. And obviously, we do compared to, like, older people. But, I don't know. Like, I feel like at our age, like. Yeah, we have something to worry. We have to worry about it a little bit, just because, like, we don't want to give it to our parents or anything, or, like, you know, or grandparents, or just, like, anyone who could be somewhat
susceptible
to, like, these horrible symptoms that it can cause. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, people aren't gonna fucking be around forever for this shit to fucking just end all of a sudden. Like, what's gonna happen after the election? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be a lot worse if Trump wins. Not that Trump's got, like, I'd prefer Trump to win over Biden, but I think it would just be, I think the country is going to be more of a shit show. I think there's going to be a lot of rioting, a lot of looting, all that shit again, if Trump gets elected.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
It's not helping anything. It's not helping us in a global pandemic. It's just going to hurt everyone. It's going to hurt the morale.
And that's another thing. Like,
spike the numbers.
Between the split and, like, fucking the U.S., between all of that shit, like, you know, Black Lives Matter. And then, like, there's, like, the people that believe in masks, don't believe in masks. It's, like, there's, like, these, like, situations where, like, people just become, like, very fucking split.
Polarized. Yeah.
And it's not, like, we need something to just, like, bring us all together. And I don't know what the fuck that could be.
I just wish that, like, every politician wasn't just, like, a corrupt piece of shit. Like I really wish that, like, Trump or even someone, like, could just come on TV and just get, like, 10 minutes of airtime and just be like, just tell the truth. You know what I mean? Like no, like, financial incentive bullshit. No, like, whatever. Like if they could just come and just be like,
just be transparent.
Yeah. And just be like, listen, guys, like, this virus came from nowhere. Like it came out of nowhere, I should say. You know, there's a lot of speculation that it could have been leaked from China, from a lab. There's been no proof on that. You know, that's something we're looking into currently. But as of right now, we just know it's a virus that spreads in this ways, in these ways. We know that, masks mitigate the risk by 34% from the studies we've done so far by this and this scientists and company and whatever. So currently we have 3 vaccine trials currently undergoing in stage 1, 2, and 3, and by AstraZeneca, Ali Lilly, and Eli, whatever the fuck that company is, and blah blah blah. They've told us that we expected to have a vaccine by such and such date, and we just need the American people to please stick together and remain social distant and ensure you're taking your vitamins and living a healthy lifestyle, and ensure that you have a balanced life throughout this crisis that we're going through as a country and as a world, that, you know, you don't only stay inside, you know, that you still get out and get your exercise and go outside and go for walks and still enjoy the little things in life that we like to do, because just like we see people dying from this COVID crisis, we are also seeing increased numbers in domestic violence and suicide and drug overdoses and alcoholism and all this. So, you know, just like someone that could come out and just talk like that, like just eloquent, nice, not left, not right, just forward, and just try to unite the country.
Yeah,
just tell the truth.
And fucking even like this whole Corona shit, like it just shows like how like our freedom could just be like stripped.
Yeah,
like literally overnight. Like not that like we're not like not, but like I don't know. Like do you remember when during quarantine, like they didn't want apparently like they didn't want people driving out. Like there was a curfew like past 8 o'clock. Like I remember you guys used to show me, but like if you logically fucking think about it, is coronavirus? Are you like susceptible to get coronavirus like 100 times more if it's past 8 o'clock? Like doesn't even make any fucking sense,
dude.
And there's nothing open.
Do you not understand? If you're driving your car at 7:59 p.m., COVID does not spread.
It doesn't exist.
If it's 8:01, it spreads like it spreads tremendously.
Like if anyone logically thought about that, it's like what does the time have to do with anything?
So much of the stuff is so arbitrary. Literally so arbitrary.
Like what does a curfew have to do with fucking coronavirus? And like where are you going to go after 8 o'clock? Because everything closed anyway.
Yeah.
And they're going to pull you over for driving around? I doubt a cop's going to pull you over during this shit. Or at least during those times.
Like, this can only last so long. Like, no one wants to, like... No like, liberal, at least, and wants like, to, have, like, come out of this.
And, like, have we not, like, if... Like, and if we do have a quarantine, like, part two, where, like, fucking... I mean, hopefully it wouldn't be as bad as it was in March, because we really had no idea what the fuck was going on in March, like, or March, or like the, you know, the following months after that. But like, dude, I remember back then, like they told us masks were fucking bad. Oh, mask makes it worse. Mask makes it worse. And then now, you know, everyone's wearing a fucking mask now. It's like, I mean, obviously masks have, you know, reduced the amount of spreading the coronavirus has done. But I mean, like, I don't know if cases keep rising, like, who's to not say we just don't fucking repeat what happened in March of last year or of this past year? All kids get sent home from schools. Everyone stays inside. Curfews. Places aren't allowed to be open anymore. All this bullshit. Only essentials. Like, I don't know if they would do all that, but that would literally destroy the fucking economy.
I just don't think it can happen again. I just don't. Like, if there's a second wave in the next coming weeks or month or whatever, like... I just don't think we could do another shutdown. I just don't think it's possible.
It'd be like fucking anarchy.
We did all this to flatten the curve.
And somehow the curve's rising again? How does that make any fucking sense?
How come we didn't open when the curve flattened? Thought it was supposed to be like a 14-day shutdown.
Yeah, that's going to be a fucking 14-month shutdown.
Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the top experts on the coronavirus task force, says it might be well into the next year, even 2022, before things get back to normal.
Dude, yeah, get scammed, U.S. Get scammed, the U.S. population. Scam-demic turned into a fucking life-demic.
Just like, I just...
I told you in fucking on Rogan's podcast, like, they said, like, the average, like, amount of time it takes for shit to go back to normal when, like, you come across, like, a widely spread disease like this is, like, a year and a half. So, like, as of right now, according to, like, the average amount of time it would take to come back, like, I guess fully from this, like, would be June. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, and, the best part is, too, during all this shit... Like it would have been great if this was just like a normal year. Like, I mean, not like a normal year, but like of course, like the worst pandemic, like the worst pretty much, or like only pandemic. This is the first pandemic, right? We've never had a pandemic. We've only had like an epidemic or whatever the fuck it was called, right?
Well, like in what time frame?
Ever, right? Isn't this the first pandemic like ever?
I don't know. This like 1918, like Spanish flu type shit might have been a pandemic. I'm not sure. It's a little different. It's easier for a pandemic to happen now because there's so much like international travel and like planes and ships and
so shit can like spread across the seas and shit. But
it just all this happens to happen during the year of the election too.
Was flu a pandemic? The 1918 influenza pandemic was the most severe pandemic in recent history. It was caused by an H1N1 virus with genes of an avian origin. Although there was not universal consensus regarding where the virus it spread worldwide during 1918 to 1919.
Like, they also talked about in the debate how like these countries are like trying to influence the U.S. election, and I don't know if they mentioned China or not, but like they're trying to like purposely spread this disease in order to affect the fucking election. I mean, I don't even know if the election was a thought. I mean, back in March, I mean, probably fucking was, because the election's the same year as it happened. But I mean, I don't know if anyone ever thought it would last as fucking long, but.
I'm just thinking about everything that we're talking about now. And I'm looking, I just took another look at my stocks and I'm like,
life's a scam.
Life is a scam. Life's fucked, man.
It really is.
But it's just like, I'm looking at these stocks. I'm like, I'm like, I don't fucking know, man. I'm like, this shit might shoot the fuck down again. Like, dude, with all this uncertainty, with the election just around the corner, dude, I might at a loss, dude. Well, I'm going to buy what Quentin was talking about the other day, that SPYX or whatever. I might consider buying that next week, yeah. Because I'm really thinking about it. I'm just like, there's so much uncertainty right now, like with the election, with COVID spiking. You see, that's all you see on the fucking news. It's either election or like a video of a hospital and like COVID cases, like how they're spiking. And you see fucking videos of COVID lines all around the country. And it's just like, fuck, man. It's not good in the market. That's when it crashed last time, when it was like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd rather be down 300 than 1,300, like I was last time. What if people get the vaccine? I meant to say this before when we were talking about the vaccine. What if let's say they roll out with a vaccine, let's say like 3 months from now, and let's say like a shit ton of people are going to get it. Like, I mean, people are fucking nuts. Like, people are going to go get that shit like crazy. Not everyone, but like.
You know, you told me they're going to run out of flu shots. What if they run out of vaccines?
They probably will. I don't know. I don't know.
And how the fuck does that work?
Government will print money and give them more. I don't know. But what if a bunch of people get the vaccine? Like, there's around 350 million people in the country. Let's say 100 mil goes and rushes to get that shit off the bat. And let's say a few weeks, a few months after, people just start dying left and right from adverse reactions from the COVID vaccine. Imagine that.
That's a civil war in itself.
Oh my god, dude!
I guess that would be it definitely would be a civil war, but it'd be more against like people against like the government instead of people against people.
Imagine though, they call the vaccine project. It's called a warp speed vaccine. Hello, safety anywhere? What? Warp speed? My fucking ass. Who the fuck says that?
Fucking warp speed.
Warp speed? Like, are you out of your mind? Ugh. Fuck, man.
They're testing it on monkeys. They're giving monkeys the coronavirus. Can animals... I remember in the beginning they said, like, dogs can get coronavirus. I went, can any other animal get coronavirus?
I don't know.
Like, what about monkey? Like, look, a fucking monkey's coronavirus, dude.
Let's see. Can animals get COVID? Let's see. This is from NIFD.org. This is National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Can animals get the coronavirus? Coronaviruses are a large group of viruses that can cause diseases in animals and humans. They often circulate among camels, cats, and bats, and can sometimes evolve and infect people. In animals, coronaviruses can cause diarrhea in cows and pigs, and upper respiratory disease in chickens.
Can we, like, I mean, I don't know if I feel like I've never even talked about this, but like, what is like the breakdown of like COVID? Like, what is it doing to like our bodies? What's going on? Like, when we get COVID,
like in our body?
Yeah,
it's like an upper respiratory virus.
So we're just getting all fucked from an upper respiratory virus.
From what I heard from, like, what I've been hearing, not mainstream, but is that most of the people that get COVID are okay. Just like another upper respiratory disease. Like if you could knock the flu, you could knock COVID type thing. But when you get COVID in combination with an pneumonia, or in combination with bronchitis, or both, that's when it becomes like deadly. Like those two things combined, two or three things combined. And then I've heard people say, so like, what is bronchitis? Like, what is pneumonia? How does that get caused? Gets caused by bacteria and like the, like breathing in bacteria, like not a virus, like COVID's a virus. The other, like bronchitis and pneumonia, I didn't fact check this, but I'll look after this, gets caused from breathing in bacteria. When do you breathe in a lot of bacteria? When you're wearing a mask. Because you're just, like, your body blows out shit, like waste. You're breathing out waste that you don't want. There's bacteria in our mouth that we're, like, in the air that we're spewing out. And when we put a mask on, it's just being shoved back in our face and we're breathing it in constantly. And so that could cause you to get an pneumonia or bronchitis. And that
is it ammonia or pneumonia?
I think it's pneumonia. I think you're saying that right.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, it's PN and the P is silent. So. Oh,
okay.
I always say like ammonia, like the fucking chemical.
Yeah. That's what I think. That's always what I think of too. Yeah, it's pneumonia. But
and that's, I really don't even know who I heard that from. It might have been fucking Alex Jones. I don't know. But I just thought that was at least a topic for to bring up. You know, can't just like if I fucking tweeted that, you can't like really. I'm gonna go. I should test it. I probably have 100 followers on Twitter. I wonder if the tweet would get taken down.
Or it would just go viral because everyone would just fucking hate on you?
Probably.
Fuck this kid.
There's no bad publicity. Yeah. If Bill Gates can talk on COVID, why can't I talk on COVID? That's fucking weird.
See, because Bill Gates created it.
It's all a thing to microchip us. New World Order.
Bill Gates takes over. Well, he was like somewhat affiliated with that. The shit in Wuhan, right? And then he stepped down from the fucking World Health Organization and all this shit.
A lot of sketchy shit.
No one talks about it though.
A lot of sketchy shit going on. I will say that.
I feel like a bunch of shit got like swept under the rug during COVID. Do you remember the whole Wayfair bullshit?
Yeah.
I never saw that in fucking news.
No, of course you won't. Because there's politicians involved.
Yeah. People were getting fucking sex trafficked through fucking
whether Wayfair. That was true or not, but it's definitely sketchy and weird.
It's a little ironic.
Yeah. You know, a lot of shit gets blown up for no reason, so I'm not going to say I know it's true or not, but it seemed pretty convincing. But
like, how do you figure that? Like, how they even figure that out is, like, crazy.
Don't get me wrong, though. I could go on Wayfair right now, go on the website, inspect the element, change a bunch of shit, change the prices, change the names of the things, go take a video, it gets viral,
retweeted
everywhere.
But if you went on Wayfair, like, you didn't even have to change the price or anything. I don't know as far as the
name. Did you look it up yourself and say it?
Yeah, dude, there's like fucking pillows
going. You looked it up yourself on the website?
Yeah. There's pillows going.
Really?
Pillows going for like $5,000.
You looked it up?
I looked it up.
On website?
On the normal website.
Really? Okay. Fair enough. I never looked it up.
I don't know about the name shit, but like, I remember looking it up. I was like, is this fucking true? Dude, there's like fucking pillows going for like $5,000. I'm like, why is a pillow $5,000?
Yeah. You looked that up after the videos.
Yeah, like during the time where like I saw videos and shit like
that. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And that shit wasn't even talked about.
I don't remember the exact. It's called false flags, I think, something like that.
Like if a greater news line came out than fucking COVID would literally just disappear off the side of the earth in the media. Like look at the fucking George Floyd shit. When George Floyd died, dude, COVID wasn't talked about for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about COVID.
Nope. I'm just so fucking sick of seeing it. I'm so sick. I'm sick of the fucking word. I wish the word never existed. I wish the virus never existed, obviously. And, you know, I wish no one would have died from it and all that, obviously, number one. But, you know, I'm just sick of this, like, everything, like, now. I'm sick of the mess. I'm sick of hearing it. I'm sick of hearing the word pandemic. I'm just, fuck, man. I just wish this shit was a dream, you know? Just woke up tomorrow and it'd be gone.
Yeah, people talk about it all the time. They're like, what if you just woke back up in March. Went to a normal day of school and everything was just a dream before all this shit happened.
You know, the good old days.
Where we thought life sucked.
Yeah. It did. But now it just sucks worse. Just so weird how normalized everything's.
They said try this one off your size.
After that, I never ate fish sticks again. I gotta watch that fucking movie again. Bad Grandpa.
Good movie.
For all the bots listening. What were we just talking about with COVID before that, though? Before we started talking about, like, returning back to normal. The fuck? Not animals. That was a while ago.
We're talking about, like, the vaccine. Oh, we're talking.
I know. We were talking about Wayfair, actually. It wasn't even COVID. And just, like, the media and shit.
Yeah, I was talking about, like, if the media found, like, a greater story to cover than fucking COVID. COVID, yeah, like I said before, like, COVID would literally just disappear off the side of the earth as far as, like, in media aspect. And, like, isn't it, like, insane how, like, influential the media is on, like, all of us? I mean, on some, but, like, literally, like, the whole fucking U.S. population.
Yeah. So many people are so brainwashed.
And it's toxic as fuck.
Dude. I see my grandma on Facebook.
Like, that shouldn't even be, fucking allowed.
I think, dude, it's all these things, man. It just, with how polarized the country is being, like, I think the events leading up to a civil war is just kind of, like, imminent. I don't think that's the right word. Inevitable.
It's like the media wants us to be split. They want to cause controversy.
I could literally see there being a fucking civil war between just, like, fucking blue and red.
If there's a civil war, dude, I'm gonna go to all the major media networks and just fucking blow them up. I was kidding, but I don't know, dude. Like, media is so fucked, and just like you can cause so many problems by like doing the stupid. Like, you literally just take something out of context and be like, "Oh, so and so said this about this," and like, the fucking half the fucking population of the U.S. hates you.
Yeah. I don't know what the solution is. Like I said, we dug ourselves such big of a hole, you know? How the fuck do you get out of this? You already, like, just brainwashed the fuck out of people.
And, like, the media is supposed to be, like, a reliable source for U.S. people because, you know, I mean, not like the fucking government really tells us anything. You know what I mean?
It just sucks. Like, you used to be, like, you know, growing up and stuff, like, you know, you always thought, like, you trust the government and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm sure a lot of, you know, I was young, whatever. I was stupid. You know, maybe I shouldn't have back then. But, like, now I have an extreme distrust for media and the government. Like we were talking about the flu shot before. Like, I'm almost, like, afraid to get a flu shot this year because, like, I just so much uncertainty. Like, I don't know. Like, I just almost don't trust it. like when the CDC comes out with something, I don't trust it. When World Health Organization comes out, I don't trust it. When the news says something, I don't trust it. That sucks. You know, I thought, like, the FDA and, like, all these, like, government, you were like, oh, it's, you know, it's approved by the FDA. That's good. You know, like, that's safe. I trust them. Now it's like, that doesn't mean shit. If anything, it makes me more skeptical.
If anything, for, like, how toxic the news is, we almost need, like, another, like, enlightenment. Like, we need to, like, start, like, everyone needs to start, like, doing some thinking of their fucking own and not just listen to the fucking dog shit and, like, bullshit that's just being fed to them on a daily basis. And they kind of need to just, like, pick and choose, like, and, like, take certain things with a grain of salt.
Objective truth is gone. It's gone. It's all subjective now.
I learned about the, like, the Enlightenment in history. You know, they talk about, like, you know, everyone stopped, like, believing, like, what was told to them for, like, you know, years and years on end. Like, you know, they stopped, like, believing history. They stopped believing, like, churches and religion. And, like, you know, they started thinking about, like, doing some thinking on their own. And, you know, that's when, like, the world, like, fucking developed, like, really good. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they started, you know, educating themselves on, like, certain topics instead of just, you know, instead of, like, I mean, I know you fucking listen to Rogan, you get educated from that, but, like, he's not just, like, fucking spewing bullshit. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like an eye for an eye thing. Like, you know, you're just going to believe what the next guy told you. You're not going to do any thinking of your own on it. You know what I mean?
You know, not to blow Rogan, but, like, he just has such a big platform. And he was talking about this on, like, one podcast I was listening to earlier. Like, you know, it's like, he's so like, he talks about it like, don't fucking listen to me for anything. Like, I'm a fucking stand-up comedian, cage fighting commentator. Like, I'm an idiot. You know what I mean? But like, he's like, but maybe that's a good thing. Cause that means, you know, I can say whatever the fuck I want. I don't have any boss to report to. I don't have to worry about, you know, saying something that might get me fired. I don't have any like money incentives, like spewing me to say that, you know, COVID's a scam, or COVID vaccine, you should get it, it's healthy, safe, whatever. You know, like, he doesn't, like, and that was just one example, but like, you know, he has no like financial incentives in terms of that, besides like advertisers to like buy fucking like, you know, coffee and shit like that. But like, yeah, that's, you know, it's not influencing the content in any way. And he has these people on that, like, you know, are pretty open-minded individuals, and you get like a very broad spectrum of, you know, he has very left-wing people, very right-wing people, people that aren't into politics at all, and just kind of like experts in their field. And he kind of just like digs their brain, and he'll question people. Like, when he hears some skeptical shit, he'll be like, you know, he'll ask questions about it and like try to dig deeper. Yeah, and he'll call out their bullshit. You know, the media doesn't do that. And now it's fucked, because like, you finally have like certain like mediums or like platforms where like you can actually like try to get like as much of the truth as you can. And then now they're just getting
like
censored.
All the media does is just like pick and choose topics to stir up controversy.
Yeah.
They're just literally, the media is just like one big shit starter.
Yeah.
I like that. No, I'm just kidding. But like, literally, like, you know,
it's their incentive.
They'll just pick up a story of a cop killing somebody. Oh, and
no context.
New news headline. Fuck cops.
Yeah.
Defund the police. Yeah. Everyone loves that, right?
Yeah. CNN. In police shoot and kill an unarmed black man with a knife. I think that might have been a real headline. I got to look into that more. But I saw a bunch of YouTube comments.
I saw on Instagram where Altar posted, cop kills mentally handicapped kid in front of their mother. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, where do you fucking come up with this shit?
Yeah, the ultimate CNN story is just something like a white police officer shoots and kills an LGBTQ woman of color with Native background. Like, you know, it just, you know, and obviously, you know, I'm not like, I'm trolling,
no,
but like.
But no, but like, you are trolling, but fucking people believe this shit.
Yeah, you know.
It's like, get your fucking head out of your ass.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, they want you to get mad. They want, yeah, you, like, they want a fucking reaction out of you.
Yeah.
Because they had, so they can get more news headlines.
And to be fair, it goes the other way around too. I'm not, you know, I could see Fox headlines, you know, all, you know, bullshit too. Like,
but like, all they're just trying to pinpoint people against each other. It's not, yeah, like, it's not like they're just trying to say like, you know, what's going on in the world. They're literally just like, they're picking and choosing things, and they're expecting reactions out of people. And everyone's giving them exactly what they want.
Yeah, if something happens, whether it's true or not, like let's say, like, you know, CNN's just so obvious, I just have to keep bringing them up. But like, if, let's say, I mean, it's obvious with the Breonna Taylor thing, like we were talking about before, you know, like her boyfriend was like shooting at cops first, cops fired back, she happened to get killed in the crossfire, very unfortunate. She shouldn't have died, but her boyfriend shouldn't have shot at the cops. And
no one knows what went down in that room besides the, yeah, people that were in that room. Like,
yeah,
what did the fucking boyfriend just jump behind his fucking girlfriend, didn't give two fucks about her, pretty, yeah, much use her as a fucking meat shield.
And it doesn't matter, you know, because it's cops, and cops are bad, and, you know. And
but who do you call when fucking shit goes down, shit goes wrong?
Yeah.
Cops. Unless you're from, I guess, unless you're from a place where, you know, cops aren't the greatest to you. If you grow up in like a low, you know, you grow up in like a fucking poverty area and whatnot, you know, fucking people have different beliefs when it comes to, you know, law enforcement. And not to say that like not everything law enforcement does is fucking always right, because it's definitely not. But
it's one of those weird things, you know, like they have power over other human beings. Like, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And like, it's kind of weird that like another human being can like restrict your freedom. Like, you can get pulled over. A cop can literally place you in handcuffs and put you in a jail cell and like tell you what you can and can't do. That's a really weird concept. But, you know, We have to have them, and we have to have some sort of law and order and structure in society. Otherwise, it's going to be total chaos.
You know, and like going back to the media, like they never say like anything, like any of the good things cops do. They always just bring out the bad because they always just expect a reaction out of somebody.
Yeah.
Because I bet you there's a million fucking good stories about cops than there is.
Yeah.
You know, the good definitely outweigh the bad.
I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but like, I wonder how many like police interactions there are every day. Like, you know, for example, like cars getting pulled over. Let's say like 500,000 cars get pulled over every day, and 499,995 pullovers are good, and 5 are bad that like go kind of south. And those are the only 5 you see on TV.
But that's how the media works.
And then they, like, people see that, and people are like, you know, just think like all cops are bad because that's all they're saying. If they like played all the interactions in the same ratio,
no one cares about that, dude. We're fascinated with tragedies.
I wonder if there's like something in like in our like biologically like that, like we favor that, because even like Shakespeare and shit, like they literally like had tragedies, like we like seek like tragic events or some shit, which is like weird.
Yeah, we're fascinated by tragedies.
Yeah, I mean, that's why like social media is the way it is. Like apparently like we react more to outrage. We like interact more with outrage in terms of like likes, views, time that we spend like interacting with it. And like that's why like so much of our feed is just consisted of like just tragic events and things that outrage us, because we interact with them more, and there's more of a financial incentive for them with advertisers and stuff. It's why all you see on the news is bad shit, you know? Like, yeah, you can't just have like a news that just tells you like all the good things that happen, but like
you just need
to have like a news that like just tells you the truth. Like, I don't know.
Truth hurts.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't even know. I mean, we've been fucking going off for a while, actually. What's the?
I'm gonna say hour 30.
Hour 40, holy shit. I didn't feel like we've been doing this for that long. We definitely have. I don't know. I think we should cut it there.
Yeah. With that, we'll wrap it up. We've got a couple things we can talk about next time.
Yeah, well, thanks for listening to our thoughts.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys, you know, maybe get enlightened from what we've been just spewing for the past hour and 40 minutes. Maybe, you know. Get some thoughts going on your own.
For all the bots that made it this far, me and Brennan just came out.
Dude, I was so dead in the beginning of this podcast. I was like, fuck. I'm like, you know, I was like, I just like, I couldn't really think of like anything to talk about. I'm pretty sure like our first like 2 or 3 topics were kind of dead. But once we got once we got into this conversation, it was definitely worth it. But yeah. Thanks for listening.
If you want to check out the new website we made, alphaelites19.wixsite.com/university, be linked below. We currently just have the podcast on there, and I started writing a few blog posts. If you guys are interested in that, it's more based on like what the brand is, which I guess we'll talk about in the next podcast.
Yeah, and since the last podcast too, we're currently listed on Spotify, Apple Podcast,
and a couple other smaller ones that you...
Yeah, a couple other platforms. What else?
You know, I don't know. In terms of the like what we're trying to create, I guess we can just talk about it for like a little bit. But like, you know, I don't really know. This is just full on air shit. We're just trying to like be... Well, number one, we want to learn. Me and Brandon want to learn, but we also want to kind of like encourage other people to learn and like learn and grow together and just like learn new stuff, get better.
And just like, I don't know, I feel like as far as like me and Mason, like I don't really have too many conversations like this with like other people. I mean, granted, Mason is like one of my best friends, so it's different, but like I feel like we don't find too many people that like think like us at our age and you know, hopefully maybe fulfill like, you know, some, I mean, change, maybe like impact or change the way like people think as far as like the youth and like, you know, talk about shit they don't really talk about in high school. You know, because we're kind of pretty much out of high school. We're not freshmen in college. We're not freshmen in college anymore. We're sophomores. But, like, you know, just, like, shit that, like, no one really talks about. And you know, we want to talk about it, maybe hopefully help you guys learn a little more on like certain topics that we discuss, and you know, we learn along the journey as well.
Yeah, and the podcast is just kind of like one part of it. Like I said, just made a website before, and
yeah, we eventually want to like branch out to like different stuff. Maybe depending on how much traction I guess our podcast gets, maybe eventually do merch, or you know, I don't know. I mean, fuck it, maybe do fucking YouTube videos at some point. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what we could do? But
I mean, you could probably tell from the previous podcast already, and especially this one. Like, we talked about stocks a lot. I mean, we're like pretty interested in that, and just like. I mean, we're both business majors, not like college like matters, but like, you know, personal finance and like investments and stuff like that kind of be some of the shit we talk about probably. And just like just growing as a person, being, you know, happier, healthier, wealthier, kind of like the key trio there, doing that for ourselves and trying to help other people along the way become better human beings, become alphas.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I was thinking about maybe making like a forum on the website, like where just like other people, like, I mean, if we get anyone to the website, where it'd be cool, like where we could just like discuss certain topics and shit like that, like
yeah, or like podcast topics or like ideas like that, maybe yeah. We could discuss, and like eventually too, as like we you know evolve this podcast that we have starting up, maybe you know eventually get people on, which we definitely want to do at some point.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that definitely just try and you know expand this. Eventually maybe brand it at some point.
No, I think having other people on would be dope, because like, you know, we've been friends forever, and like like I still enjoy having conversations, but just you know, I like
we need another head of the room. We need another thought process.
I almost want someone who like just fucking disagrees with everything that we think.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean we agree on a lot
that
of the
challenges,
same shit. So,
yeah, that definitely yeah. challenges.
You know,
and someone that's fucking, you know, you never want to be the smartest person in the room. Not saying we're fucking smart at all, but like, you know, someone that offers different ideas and thoughts and can, you know, elaborate on certain shit we like to talk about.
Yeah, so all those things, and you know, and I'm gonna work on this week, creating a forum on the website, so that, you know, the blog is kind of just like a writing thing. Like I just made a couple talking about like credit cards and investing, and my current one I'm working on is Bitcoin and like the evolution of money. But if we could have a forum where, like, you know, we kind of just like all talk about, even if it's like something stupid, like it's not stupid, but like just talk about like a cool article you read this week that you want to share, or you know, new stock you're looking at and something you think is going to grow, or
something you think, yeah, that you just like want us to like look at, and
new cool product,
hear our, you know, thoughts on it.
Yeah, and just talk through shit, create a platform where we can do that and grow together. But yeah.
Oh, and I don't know if you do this on Spotify, but I saw it on Apple Podcast, you could leave a review and a comment. Oh. Just a review, but like, you know, if you guys want to, you know, maybe give us a rating, and then you can you know, give us maybe a review. I don't know, it could be constructive criticism, you could tell us go fuck ourselves if you want, whatever. But
yeah, know. Actually, yeah, definitely leave a review, leave a like, whatever you're listening.
Yeah, leave a rating, or you know, maybe give us a download if you want.
Yeah, helps us out. And pop on the website, let us know, you know, we'll follow you or whatever. This isn't a one-way street.
we did create an Instagram. We're still debating on the name of the podcast. We don't know if we wanted to just be Alpha Elites, or we're thinking about Alpha University, or maybe maybe we just call it fucking straight Alpha. Honestly, I don't know.
I mean, that's probably tough.
Definitely, I think Alpha University would definitely be cool, just because, like, you know, the whole learning aspect and whatnot. You know, happier, healthier, wealthier. That could be our little slogan, maybe.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
But I don't know. What's our Instagram handle? Alpha underscore elites.
It's two underscores in that. One underscore was taken already. But yeah, it's Alpha two underscores elites. Same photo as the podcast. So that's that. Also be linked below. I guess that's it. All right. So appreciate it, everyone. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening.